Hi folks, Paddy here, and welcome once again, and as always, to the It's Not All About Me podcast, a podcast featuring a guy with ME and a mic, and that's me, Paddy. So trying something a little bit different today, and I'll explain why in a very short notice. I'm trying to record this episode on my phone, as I'm not actually able to get to my laptop at the moment on my fancy microphone. So we're going old school, new school, whatever you want to call it. We're going to a different school today. I'm not confident it's going to sound great, so you may never hear this, but if you're listening to it, then I suppose I'm happy enough with it. Let's start where we always start, with a bit of gratitude. Thank you so much to Jane Bernard for the last show we did. That was easily, one of my favorite episodes to record. I shouldn't really say that because they've all been really great. Everybody who's been on has been just fantastic. Obviously, as we know, chatting to somebody takes it out of you with this illness. You got to be real careful with it. So why I chose to do a podcast with ME is beyond me. But touching on some of the things that Jane Bernard said last week, you know, finding something that makes you feel a bit of joy, a bit of useful, like you're participating for even 5 minutes a day, I guess, you know, back in a former life, I enjoyed doing podcasts, and I think I've always enjoyed, you know, chatting to people and creating forums for people to have their own voice heard. That's why I chose this particular medium, as counterintuitive as it may be. But anyway, got sidetracked already. Jane Bernard, great chat. All of them have been great chats, all my guests. I'm grateful for all of them, and that was a lovely one. The trend continued. That's a good way of saying it. The trend of having lovely chats continued with Jane last episode. If you haven't listened to it, I highly recommend you go back and listen to it. Jane spoke about her journey with ME and how she had to find her own answers. She had an ME expert near her and realized that maybe she was more of an expert in her own illness. I think it's something that we would all have the confidence to claim at the moment. Probably most of us would claim that. And how Jane found a way to live, you know, day by day, I guess you could say, with her illness. And also to eke out that 5 minutes of joy a day, which led to her writing not one, but two series of award-winning books that are still being continued to stay. In fact, I got a tweet from her recently, which I retweeted at Zero All About Me. That's the Twitter for the show. If you want to get in touch, if you want to come on the show, it's an open door. Just come on in, sit down and have a chat. Zero All About Me on Twitter. I retweeted recently, she told me that her fall series of mystery crime novels are being at this moment created and produced as audiobooks, which will be out in the fall, which sounds about appropriate. So that's exciting. If you listen to her chat, or you're after a good, you know, an award-winning mystery crime novel, but you can't quite, like me, you can't sit down and read a book at the moment, you know, that's just not possible for you at the moment, then there's hope in the horizon for you there. Watch her space, follow her on Twitter, and I'm sure she'll be making people aware when those books are available later in the year. So I was really excited to hear that. And again, thanks for the whole chat, which was at times touching, funny. I mean, we got into subjects, though, that you know, when people start chatting, you don't know where we're going to go. We touched on things such as assisted suicide rights for people with ME. So it got heavy in there at times, but also an awful lot of levity, and hope, and and laughter even, which was lovely. So thank you very much to Jane Bernard. Go back and listen to that if you haven't already. It was a great wee chat. And we had some really good feedback from people. I'm not sure if I can open my Twitter to tell you what that feedback was at this point. I will try. This might not work. Let's see. It is working, I think. Should have really prepared this beforehand. Here we go. So we had lovely comment from on Twitter from Amanda Francie at Amanda Francie, who said, thanks, I enjoyed this episode. It gives me hope of returning to writing and illustrating books 5 minutes at a time while raising 3 kids and managing my health. Jeepers, Amanda, you have my admiration there. But yeah, that 5 minutes a day that Jane spoke of, if we could all just have that, I think things would be pretty super. It's probably worth trying to find it, even with the 3 kids and managing the health. So Amanda Francie, thank you so much for your comments. Really appreciated those. I posted a quote from the podcast where Jane talked about adrenaline and having to manage her adrenaline and how all that is. Like, she'd be doing really well and getting, you know, the book would be flowing as a writer wants. That's the ideal situation. And she, because she's writing a crime mystery novel, it's reaching maybe an exciting conclusion, and she's got to stop writing and go and sit down and have a cup of tea in a quiet room, because if she gets too excited, then she won't be able to write for weeks. And I posted a quote on that, and Amy Mack at Amy Mack 82 said, she totally understands that quote. She's started writing stuff before and get flooded with more ideas and adrenaline. It's hard to find a balance between getting it all out while your brain's partially working and doing what's best for health. And I absolutely, completely identify with that. That it's so odd to have to curb your own enthusiasm and taper something that you know, should be passion, taper passion, taper excitement. Isn't that so strange? What a crappy odd illness we have here, folks. Isn't that odd? As I'm using this free app, I'm going to pause for a second, and hopefully I'm going to come straight back and we can get on to the main subject of the day. Okay, and we're back, and hopefully seamlessly. On to the main subject of the day. Why can I not sit at my laptop at this time? Well, you know, it's it'd be kind of redundant for somebody doing a podcast on ME/CFS to come on and talk about tiredness. It wouldn't be much of a show if someone just came on and, you know, said, well, welcome to the show about ME. I'm tired. See you next week when someone will join me and tell me how tired they are. So it's not something I do that often, I think, but I'm tired today. But there's a good reason for that, and I suppose good meaning valid, and also good meaning positive, and that is in front of me at this very moment, as we speak, friends, there is a 10-day-old baby, which Maggie gave birth to 10 days ago. So we have a baby now. I didn't mention this in previous episodes, although, you know, some astute listeners may have, you know, seen it coming whenever I started asking about parenting tips or people to do shows come forward with kind of experience of parenting with ME. But so we had a baby 10 days ago. And as a result, I'm very tired and not able to sit at my laptop or do anything that I would have done 11 days ago. Life has changed quite significantly. You know, they weren't kidding about that lack of sleep, were they? that's definitely one that you know, people say, oh yeah, you know, you say goodbye to sleep, and that's, you know, I definitely get that. But saying that to someone with ME CFS is like, well, when did I say hello to sleep? When were we acquainted? It's been quite some years. So yeah, I cannot speak with any kind of, I mean, I've been doing this for 10 days. I may talk, it's been a kind of a difficult, the first week was difficult in itself. I won't get into that now. You know, there were complications which weren't fun. And maybe one day Maggie and I'll talk about that together on the show if future trauma counselors deem it a good idea. But for now, I'll just say it was, you know, it wasn't an easy start in the world for, well, it was an easy one for the kid, but not for Maggie. As a result, things started off tired and then got more tired. I don't intend for this show to become a show about, you know, raising a kid with ME, but I think as it is an experiential sharing show, that's likely to crop up from time to time, isn't it? I did announce on Twitter a couple of days ago that we'd had the baby, and asked already for people with ME CFS with any experience, any help, any words of wisdom, advice or support. And thank you already to Randy Chance at Chance_Randy for saying that you know, she was available for advice or support. So I will be in touch. And anybody else, as much as I said, you know, if I've said about this show, it's like sitting down in the coffee shop and having a wee chat. I don't want to be the guy who brings his kid to the coffee shop every time we go out for coffee. It's like, because you know what? I hate that guy. I really do. We were recently, I'm coming up to one of them big birthdays. And someone was at my family member was asking, suggesting, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we go? You know, you go out for, you enjoy going out for afternoon tea, you know, high tea, with the scones and the sandwiches and the tea. Why don't we do that or go out for a meal? And I said, well, the problem here is, now everybody in the family has kids, it drives me crazy when I go out to a restaurant with somebody with kids, because they're just fussing over the kid the whole time. You can see I'm going to be a great parent, can't you? And why I was born for this. That's why I'm having kids late, or a kid late. Let's nip that in the bud right now, singular. Yeah, it drives me crazy whenever you're sitting there trying to have a nice time and they're fussing over the kid and the kid has to have this and all that, you know. I don't have patience for children. I already very much love my own. Let's say that, right? Still not fans of children in general, though. Not a fan. Not a fan of children. I love my own very much. He's a great wee guy. It's a baby boy. And I'll probably say his name at some point in the future, so I might as well now. We named him Beckett. Baby Beckett, his name is Beckett Felix. Is his first two names. So baby Beckett, I love very much. He's a great wee fella. I look forward to getting to know him better. Not a fan of kids. So to get round to my point, I don't want to be the guy who brings the kid to the coffee shop every time. Whenever you just want to chat about your illness or about your writing, and he's brought his kid. I don't want to be that guy. So I don't really want to chat about, you know, the continuing adventures of being a new father. With ME every week. We might have a little segment. I don't know. You let me know. And if you have any tips out there, then please please, please send them in at zeroallaboutme on Twitter, or itsreallynotallaboutme@gmail.com. Please do, because we are day 10 into this, and exhaustion, I don't know how I'm still standing. You know, I think anybody, you know, with a new kid, there is no preparation. I know this now for having a kid. But anybody who has one has my admiration. Anyone who has one with ME has my commiseration and sympathy. because this is hard. This is really hard. What time is it now? It's 11 o'clock at night. And I'm hoping someone will get to hear this episode, because otherwise I'm just sitting with a pizza beside me going cold at 11 o'clock on a Sunday night, and a baby in front of me passing time while Maggie gets her allotted time for sleep. We're working shifts at the moment. We haven't found something that works. I bought a book today that a friend recommended on, you know, getting your baby to sleep and you having sleep. I got excited about that, read the first chapter on newborns where it basically said, nah, you're screwed. Get used to it. Which was disappointing. And it kind of then skips to, you know, the next chapter, which is once you've got through the first 3 months, and I'm thinking, I can't get through the next 3 hours. So this is going to be an adventure, a very tiring adventure. But one that, you know, I am honestly looking forward to. I'm incredibly grateful to have this lovely little baby sitting in front of me. And I obviously, I know that all of our friends right now, when they get teary phone calls, are telling us, all the friends with kids are telling us, you know, that it'll get better, and that then you really start to appreciate things. Friends without kids are just texting us going, how's things going? I'm in Marrakesh. And that's nice, isn't it? I have to remember the times I did that last year when we did a bit of travelling around Europe, and our friends were having kids, a couple of them, and we were probably going, we're in Berlin, how are you? You know, not thinking. I think if a friend in the future has a kid, I will be a lot more attentive, sympathetic, and available to them. Because, they're right. The one thing that was right was there's no preparing you. And there certainly isn't. So that's the situation as it stands. I don't think I can really put into words, but I suppose that's the point of this podcast, so I'll have to try, how I feel about what lies ahead in relation to my illness. I think it's one of those things where, I should start off by saying I don't currently have severe ME. We recently, I think I saw, we went through severe ME awareness week, our month, and I think that's a really, really good idea. I was happy to retweet messages and polls and awareness raising blogs for severe ME. I've had severe ME. I was bedbound for a year, and I'm lucky that way, because I know some people have been bedbound for you know, many years. I'm not bedbound at the moment, as illustrated by the fact that it is, you know, you can spin anything, can't you? I should be grateful that it's coming up to 11:30 at night and I'm able to sit up with the baby on a pizza and let my wife get some rest. Let Maggie get sleep. Because I mean, there's people out there who can't do that. So I'm very grateful and aware of that. And I don't want that to go by without saying that. But, you know, I have lofty ambitions for how things are going to be with this kid. And I guess if you have children now, you're probably chuckling about, you know, any kind of plan making or you know, I've been doing an awful lot of reading into unschooling, the area of homeschooling, which is very attractive to me. that would be my current desire for the kid. But at the same time, is that possible with ME? It's going to be blooming hard. It really is. So I can't speak at the moment on raising the kid with ME, but I guess not having severe ME, these first 10 days, especially the first 4 or 5 days when Maggie was in hospital and I had to go back and forth every day because she couldn't get out for a while. You know, I found a way because, you know, I was able to. Now, I know some people, and I've had people on the show who said I wasn't present for my kids because of my illness. I'm not in that position at the moment. You know, my ME is tomorrow, the next day. We know how this illness works. It could swing one way, the other, stay the same, get worse, give you a little bit of false hope, give you genuine hope. There's so much can happen with this little odd crap illness that we have that one cannot count any kind of chickens or even, you know, rely on the fact there will be eggs tomorrow. So I at the moment, I've been able to find a way, and I'm very grateful for that. I don't know what will happen in the future. If anybody out there, I will reiterate, has any experience, and I know people have, or tips, suggestions, I'd love to hear them. And then perhaps, I guess, my hope would be one day someone will stumble across this show, as I know many people already have. And thank you for all the kind words we get regularly now, the listens, the shares, the subscribes, the downloads. Hopefully this will help other people with ME and children. So I will probably drop in on Beckett from time to time and see how the fella's doing, and I'll share my experience. I think probably by the nature of what's happening at the moment, if this app that I'm using now works, and again, I'm not confident you'll ever actually hear this, so we will see. If this works, then I will obviously do my best to keep up regular shows every 2 weeks. May not get to have guests on for, you know, a few shows perhaps, because that takes a little more arranging, where I can just sit here with a kid in one hand, a phone in the other, and record a show, which is pretty amazing if it does work. And I'm sure if it does work, if the quality of this has been a little bit sketchy, we can work on that, you know, obviously in the future. This is just a trial, this episode. Normal service will resume at some point in the future. And I think that's kind of what Maggie and I are dealing with at the moment, is people keep telling us, don't worry, it'll get better, you know, you'll sleep sometime. But nobody else's experience, and the kid himself, none of that can tell you when that'll happen, you know, 6 weeks, 6 months, a year. And I think it's that open-endedness that can really jangle the nerves and put the fear into you, that, okay, I can stay up tonight, but I'd rather not be doing it that often. But then, you know, I'm grateful to be able to say I can do it at the moment, and that's something that's important to cling on to. So I think I'll probably wrap up the show there, just say that I do honestly hope normal service will resume, but please get in touch with your experience. And if you want to come on the show and chat parenting with ME, now that the long-awaited cat is out of the bag, then please do. I'd love to have you on and chat about it, and you know, share some experience, tears, and warnings. That'd be really cool. If you don't want to come on and chat about kids, if you don't want to come on and chat about books, then please get in touch. Either way, come and share your experience. Open door policy. Every single person who follows the show on Twitter will get a DM from me at some point in the future saying, hey, do you want to come on the show? It might take a long time to get round everybody, but that's the fun of the fair, you know. And if you want to jump the queue, then please just DM me again. And finally, on Twitter, it is at @ZeroAllAboutMe. And on email, it's reallynotallaboutme@gmail.com. That is, it's reallynotallaboutme@gmail.com. And those are in the notes if you scroll down to the show notes. Well now, so that's the news. Let's see where the future takes us. I'm hopeful, grateful, excited. I try my best to be hopeful, grateful, and excited every day. And I have, reason to sustain those emotions now more than ever, even though I would very much like to sleep now more than ever. But on that note, until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Cheers.